Being forward, Quatsch for my direct voice sitting room at Lisbeth in 1956, in which the Reverend Stainton Moses describes life in the more advanced spheres after death.
Lived a life
Let it serve its
create around and about ourselves a more perfect existence. For man is created. Very few people realize that although God has created in the beginning, man himself makes the conditions under which he lives. In your world today, you live in a state of chaos and fear. Itself is beautiful. It has much that is many people are on the fringe of this room, and it made me thinking of city, and opening up, as it were, for the development of themselves, psychically, and I do hope spiritually, to realize that when they sit, they should sit together in perfect love, perfect harmony, realizing that the real motive of their sitting together is for spiritual unfoldment. They might be blessed, and their eyes might be open to the things that are of God. And if they are given the opportunity to develop these psychic powers, they must realize that they are to be used for the spiritual upliftment of mankind, not for any personal thing within themselves, not necessarily even always for a personal message, which to many is so important. We realize the importance of evidence, of communication, but we realize greater still the importance developing oneself to become more and more tuned in to the divine forces. A little while ago you asked us about what we do when we're away from the earth. If I were to say that we constantly think of you, that our prayers are ever for you, that our love is ever with you, that in some measure we're endeavoring still to help you, though apart from you in a sense, because we are in our own condition, away from earth. Yet it is true to say that we never cease to hope. Man who has found a glimpse of truth may become more enlightened by our efforts, will be more and more strengthened, that he will be given more faith, more power to do the work of the Most High. We never cease, not for 1 second, of your time, in hoping that here and there, out of the thousands of people who call themselves spiritualists, we shall find at least who would put first things first, who realized that we are opening up, as it were, the door to spiritual ideals and spiritual experience, which will benefit the whole human race. We come, as you know, to break down the barriers that separate men throughout the world, the barriers that man has built up in his pride and ignorance and foolishness, the barriers between peoples, religion, class, creed, dogma, all these things man-made which separate men from God. We come that we might change might see the eyes of the Spirit, and hear with the ears of the Spirit, and walk with the strength of the Spirit, and not blinded as they do, tottering as it were from birth to the grave, ignorant of truth, ignorant of the facts which could so help them on that journey. We come because we realize the more a man knows and learns of the spiritual things while upon earth, the more fitted he would be when he leaves it to enter into this realm. We want your world to be a real training ground for the Spirit. We want men to put the right things first in their lives. The rest will follow.